Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us to be on this line, oh, Father. We thank you for how you're supplying every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Father, we ask that you clear our hearts and our minds tonight to be able to receive this word. We thank you, oh, Father, for the seeds of this word getting on good ground, oh, Father, in Jesus' name, taking root and growing. And, Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to choke the seed of this word tonight. And we thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evening, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune into that 916 number and hear our entire church service live. You can also write in your prayer request to our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. We do have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. Planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in July, which will be July 9th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. A special announcement, there will not be a fourth Sunday exaltation this Sunday, as God has called a shut-in fast. The fast will take place on this Saturday till this Sunday in Sacramento at 3 p.m. in the Lions Gate. Again, there will be no fourth Sunday exaltation as we will be participating in a shut-in fast for this upcoming Saturday till Sunday. Also, a reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle to Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email, which once again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. I thank God.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I thank God for life, health, and strength, loved ones, family, and friends, and for Full Gospel House of Prayer ministry. I thank God for money being restored to the bank account. I thank God for emergency answers coming just in time to do something about it. I thank God for answering prayers and for you, Pastor Smith. God bless everyone.
God, do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank God for this journey that he's crossing over to take me on, and I just hope and pray that he continue giving me the sight and the hearing that I'm doing the right thing. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Kim.
Okay.
I'd like to just thank God. After being with my other half for over 30 years, and he proposed to me once, and I told him no, I'd just like to thank God because he proposed to me again this past Thursday. So we are engaged. Thanks to your prayer and Penny's prayer, it happened. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations, Sister Kim. Do anyone else have a testimony?
I do, Pastor. I forgot to share a few weeks ago. One of the sisters had blessed me. You know, she did. She just randomly blessed me because she knows, you know, what I'm going through and stuff like that. And I was like, and after I had bought my food and whatever I needed, I still had money left over. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, so I paid a little tithe. And I was like, well, I'll have enough money to carry me through the couple weeks. The next day, my phone went off. And I forgot about my phone bill, but I had exactly enough to turn my phone back on. So I just wanted to praise and honor God. And I have been super duper duper sick, and only now I'm getting my smell back and my taste back. And I just want to thank God for carrying me through that. Okay, thank you.
Would anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, I do. My testimony is, I'm going to try to be really quick. But it was just so powerful. Yesterday, I had been, you know, just praying and fasting and stuff and asking God to give me revelation. You know, many of you know that, you know, this body is going through something. And I was like, okay, God, give me revelation. What's going on? You know, show me some Pastor Smith so it can be prayed over. Then a couple hours later, I received a phone call from my doctor. It was not good news. It was horrible. And so I hung up with my doctor, and I'm like, wait, God, what is going on? This is just not right. This doesn't sound right. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to praise you. So then I called you, Pastor, yesterday. And as I was speaking to you, God started reminding me of what transpired a couple of years ago. So as I started to share with you, I went to Chicago years ago, and when I went, it was not good. It was not good at all. And Pastor Smith, you know, at the time, she said, I don't know if you should go. I don't think you should go. But I went. And so you guys, listen to Pastor Smith. She's anointed. But I went, came back. What I didn't know was demonic force was just, you know, been attacking my body ever since. And so someone who was real personal with me, very close to me, had said that they, basically they put witchcraft on me. And they said it to my face. They said, you know, they wished these horrible things against me. And I was like, wait. I said, you know you're in agreement with Satan. They said, yeah, and I want Satan to get you. And I was telling this to Pastor yesterday, and I, you know, just in generally talking, and she said, wait a minute, Penny, wait, you never told me this. And I said, yeah, because I prayed for it. I got off the phone, I prayed for it, but this person has sent me a card and things through the mail, and it was not good either. And they had texted me, and it wasn't good. It was all witchcraft, every single thing of it. So as I told her, she was like, girl, you got witchcraft. That witchcraft went out over you. Let's pray. And she prayed right then and there. I didn't even know what Pastor Smith was doing at the moment. But she dropped everything, what she was doing in her personal life, and she interceded for me. I mean, the prayer was so powerful. And as she was praying, I actually felt just like a pressure lifted off of me. Released, and I think it was demonic. And I was like, whoa. I said, you know, Pastor, I feel so good. I want to just, you know, get out of my car and run down the street. And so she was like, well, praise God. And then right after, I said, you know, Pastor, I'm going to go ahead and go to the hospital, get some labs done and whatnot, but I'm not staying. Well, it didn't matter because as I got off the phone with her, another one of my second opinion doctor, he calls and he says, where are you going? I told him the hospital so I can get these labs done. He said, no, don't go. I'm going to send you some medicine and everything's going to be fine and this and this and that. I said, what? That was God talking to me, telling me. He was reminding me of his word. God wants me healthy. He wants me in a land of living. He wants me to trust him. He wants me to have faith. And I this whole time I was walking around thinking, oh, I got a lot of faith. I got a lot of faith. And that's why Jesus said, you got to have a faith the size of a mustard seed. You really do. And you really got to submit. And I just thank God for Pastor Smith being an intercessory prayer warrior, because she's doing a whole lot of stuff behind closed doors, and she has fully submitted. And that's why God moves over her prayers. And I'm not saying he doesn't hear my prayers or anybody else's prayers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I am learning through this ministry how to really submit. I don't want to do any empty prayers. I don't want to have that in my life. I want to submit, and I want to have total faith. So I just thank God for what he's doing, what he showed me, and how I need to, you know, go on with my life right now. But if it wasn't for God just revealing that witchcraft spirit that was sent out against me, it was hidden. And Pastor Smith, she just kept asking me more and more questions. And as the questions went on, that's when it was revealed that witchcraft spirit was over my life. So the power was broken no more. And I thank God. Thank you. Sorry it was so long.
Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight to enlighten your people and those that have had a busy, busy day. That God, you revive, you strengthen them, and open up their understanding to receive the Word. And God, I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Would you please turn to Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 33 through 34. Again, Luke 5, 33 through 34.
Amen.
This word is a word tonight to encourage us. We're going into a fast on Saturday. And there's someone, not everyone can fast from food because of medical condition, but those that can fast, the Word of God encourages us to fast. And many believers doesn't practice fasting in this hour, but it's scripture, and you will see by the Word of God. And in fasting of God, go in a place in you and reveal himself to you. And many times we need breakthroughs, and there are many situations that it takes a prayer and fasting to give breakthroughs. And when we petition God in a fast, according to his will, the Spirit of God reveals himself and make known to you the things that he shall do for you, even when the enemy is coming against you. See, the enemy, he don't want us to fast, because fasting is a weapon against him. And the enemy doesn't want us to use to prayer, fasting, and faith, because it works against the kingdom of darkness. And so when there are some conditions in our lives, it takes fasting and prayer. I'm talking about those things that seem to be impossible, those things that's difficult, those things that are irreversible, those things that's incurable, those things that appear hopeless. And many times when you go into a fast, the Spirit of God will go forth and unlock those things that you cannot unlock. He will unfold those things that's hidden, those things that's not clear to you, not some unclear things. The Spirit of God reveals in fast. That's why it's so important when you can fast, fast. And we're going to see by the Word of God, Luke 5, 33 through 34, please.
And it reads, and they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them.
This is Jesus speaking. And a question was asked, and why your disciple doesn't fast? And they was comparing them with the Pharisees. And Jesus answered them, because I'm with them, the bridegroom. And they don't have need of fasting at this time. He said, but when I am taken away from them, they will have to fast and pray. And these are disciples. If you are a disciple, there are times when you can't because of medical condition, but it's so great when the Holy Spirit leads you into a fast, because fasting loosens bonds, things that the enemy have tied up in your life. The Spirit of God goes into places that you cannot go into, and he anoints you. When you're foggy in your mind, he will clear up your understanding, and he will make things visible to you. In fasting, the Spirit of God reveals. He makes things plain. He gives evidence. That's manifestation in fasting. And I've seen him do that so many times in fasting. How the Spirit of God go in. Those things that's hidden, he unfolds. But when you submit to fasting and God leads you into a fast, you have to be led by the Spirit into a fast, you know, not of your own accord. Jesus was led into a fast in Matthew 4:4. And when he came out of that fast, he was anointed with power. Fasting puts you in a place where you get so submitted to God that the Spirit of God take over your whole being. And the Spirit of God go into a place, and he anoint the believers. And when the enemy come in, some of the weapons of darkness come in. And when you are in a state of fasting, when the devil want to bind up everything that God has purposed for your life, the spirit of fasting give you a breakthrough. And that's why the Spirit of God leads us to the fast. He began to speak to me last week that it's time to fast. And I came subject and obedient to fasting, because there's some people probably will never have a shut-in, probably never go into a shut-in, because they just don't practice this. It's just not practiced in this Western environment. And there's not many churches that does it. There are those that do. They humble themselves and fast. But not many churches does that. But fasting is according to the word of God. Because Jesus said, I'm the bridegroom. I'm here with you. But when I leave, you're going to have to fast. Why? Because fasting is a weapon against the invisible spirit of darkness in this world. You in the world, saints of God. And there comes a time when you're going to have to fast. Turn that plate over. And God will lead you into a fast. I'm not talking about going in your own flesh. But if you're a son of God, a daughter of God, you're led by the Spirit. And the Spirit will lead you into a fast as he did Jesus. When Esther was going through, that's in the book of Esther, the fourth chapter. When Esther was going through and they were designed to annihilate all the Jews, she went into a 3-day and 3-night fast. What am I encouraging you in this hour? There are some spirits out to bring annihilation over that God purchased for you. There are spirits desire to annihilate your body. There are so many people caught up with mental illness to annihilate the mind. There are so many people caught up in so many habits to annihilate your walk with God. And when you begin to petition God, according to his will, I'm not talking about anything in the flesh. The will of God when you petition. And the Spirit of God leads you into a fast. The Spirit of God go into a place that you and I cannot go in. And what does he do? He brings forth deliverance. He brings forth deliverance. And that's what we have need of in this time. The power to overcome the plans of Satan. He empower you when you go into fasting. The thing that's so difficult, the thing that you don't ever think going to be reversed in your life, those things that you think that those doors that you never thought that you would walk through, fasting unlock doors. Fasting discloses things that's invisible to you. Fasting do those things. And so what do fasting does? It prepares you for your destiny. It brings you in a place of preparation. The ministries that I have been under, they all fast and they all pray. We continuously, we always go into prayer and fasting and shedding. So it's embodied inside of me because I was under those kind of ministry. And saints of God, it works. When the devil give you a prognosis, a diagnosis, or whatever to work against your body, the Spirit of God go into that place. And he stopped the plans of Satan. That's what he did for Pentecost. The diagnosis was not good. It was not good. It was something to bring her in a place to cripple her. But I'm already fasting. I'm fasting right now. And as the Spirit of God prayed by his anointing, the doctor called and gave her a word of encouragement, a word of hope. Don't go in. There's a remedy. God stopped and annihilated the plans that Satan had over her body. That's what fasting does, thanks to God. Prayer and fasting and faith, God does powerful things. Someone get, if you can, Matthew 17 and 21. First one, get it, would you please read?
And it reads, howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting.
This is what Jesus said. There were some impossible things before the disciples, some difficult things, some things that was hard, unthinkable. But he said these goes forth by much what prayer and fasting and having faith. And whatever, like she, her testimony was that mustard seed faith. Whatever that mustard seed faith that you have, when you go into to God with prayer and fast, that little faith, it moves the hand of God. God goes into a place where he was saying in this word, this thing look impossible to you, but it's possible for me. This thing that you're going through look hopeless, seem like it's no way, but the way is already made. And oh God, when you get down into a fast, the Spirit of God energizes you. Your faith begin to elevate. That's what was happening with Paul and Silas when they were locked down, being persecuted. They were in a state of fasting, praise, and prayer and thanksgiving to God. And God loosed everything that had them under bondage. That's what fasting does. It loosed those things that have your life bound up. It caused those things to be unlocked by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God go into a place and bring the manifestation before your face, and things that look undeveloped, God bring forth development. And this is what people need in this hour, development. And I thank God for Kim's testimony. It was prayer. I remember we was out to dinner with a group of us, and the Spirit of God spoke a word to Kim. Her fiance didn't have a job. I had never met him, but the Lord revealed he didn't have a job. And God spoke a word at that table to Kim before other members, that God was going to give him an impossible job that he had been designed for, a job that was going to be in the right location, a job that's going to be fit for him. And God was going to open the door. And he began to be, God is so kind. He's so loving. He said, if he never say thank you, if he never come to the church, I'm going to do this because I'm God. And within a week, Kim called, and the young man got a job in the state of California, and he's working on that job now. That's what fasting and prayer does, thanks to God. It's the power of God has unlocked doors that's been difficult for you. The power of God goes into a place that things you lost, God gives back to you. The power of God go into a place where the devil say you're not going to be cured from this ailment. And the Spirit of God cures. That's why we're going into this fast. Because I believe the Holy Spirit. I've never gone into a fast that God didn't bring forth deliverance. That God didn't speak. That God didn't reveal. That God didn't make clear. That God didn't give favors. That's what he did for Esther in the fourth chapter. They had decreed they were going to annihilate the Jews, but she prayed. She petitioned God. God sent on help and gave her favors. Somebody needs help in this hour. Someone needs favors. Somebody needs a door open. Somebody's foggy and need to clearly see. But many times we're caught up with the world system doing everything to satisfy the flesh. And God is so gracious to us. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. Even when we don't say thank you, he goes into a place when somebody is fasting for you and do the impossibility. It's not about you giving thanksgiving. It's the power of God who goes into a place and do the impossible for you, even when you don't say thank you. That's what he did for the lepers. When there were 10 and one returned and said thank you and gave an offering of thanksgiving. An offering of thanksgiving is not money. It's thanking God. It's glorifying God. And some people don't even do that, give an offering of thanksgiving. But we're in a time now that the word of God said, knees will bow and tongues shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And he's moving so fast in this hour that many unbelievers recognize this is God. And so what am I encouraging? There are you that cannot because of medical condition, but there are those that can. When the Spirit of God leads you into a fast, the Spirit of God go and give you breakthroughs. He unfolds hidden things. Things that conceal, he made known. He go into a place where things are hopeless before you and hard and unthinkable. That this should, I never get receive this. He go and do the unthinkable. He go into those places that seem irreversible, a reverse situation. Maybe you made a mistake in. Spirit of God, go in and reverse that and give you another opportunity. That's how loving he is. That's how kind he is. But some things come forth by prayer and fasting. What does prayer and fasting do? It's a weapon. It's a strong power against Satan. And you know how the word of God said in the book of Isaiah, when Zion is comfortable in a state of sleep, you know, when everything is going well, you're in a state of sleep and you just think, oh, it's so good, so good. But then underneath, there's an earthquake. There's a thundering underneath. And if you are led by God to go into a fast, God, go into that place and stop that earthquake. He go into that place and stop the thunder. That's the power of God when you petition God according to his will for your life. God has a purpose for everyone he created. There are some that never, ever walk into that purpose, which is destiny. But when you begin to go before God, he leads you into a fast. Preparation is made for your life, for destiny, through fasting and through prayer. And that sometimes takes a minute. You know, God has time on his hands. Some people don't have the time. But preparation is a process of steps. And when God leads you into fasting, the steps get easier, saints. This is real. And you know that you know that God should do the impossible, that the favors of God is in your life. No matter what happens around you, you know you're in preparation. You know what God has revealed. You know that doors will be unlocked. You know that the purpose that he has placed in your life, the Spirit of God will enable you to fulfill it. That's what he does in fast. I don't care how many enemies, how many weapons. God is your support. God is your help. And God give you favors. And so I thank God for leading us into this time of fasting. Because some things come forth by much prayer and fasting. And what do God do? He unlock. He give you breakthroughs. He make plain and evident those things that he has for you that it shall come to pass. He make it so clear, saints of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God, that your plans is good for our lives. And God, I thank you for the fasting that you've chosen, that God, you do the impossibility, that you meet us in that place, God, and give us breakthroughs. God, go into that place where we need manifestation, that you unlock and cause manifestation. You did it for Esther, God, as she went before God, when everything was working against the Jews, because she petitioned God and she fasted. Help from God and the favors of God was upon Esther's life. Someone need favors. Someone need help, God. Something that the devil has decreed over their lives need to be annihilated by God by fast. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God moves when we fast. When Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast, when the enemy was on every side, they went before the Lord with praise and with thanksgiving. And Father, you stopped every enemy that was on every side because they proclaimed a fast before God. And Father, Anna, a prophet of God, prophetess of God, went in the temple and she fasted most of her life, being a widow of age. And God, you heard Anna's prayers. When Paul and Silas prayed, God, you heard their prayers. And God, you allow an angel to go to Cornelius' house because he fasted and prayed. Father, I think it's appointed time that those that can fast, that you lead them into a fast. And God, I thank you for the Spirit of God to bring development in this fast, to bring breakthroughs in this fast, that God reveal and unfold every hidden thing in this fast, that the Spirit of God will make it visible in Jesus' name, that the spirit of sickness and disease come separate to the Holy One of Israel in this fast. And God, I'm going to thank you tonight. I'm going to praise you tonight. That you bless the believers, God, north, south, east, and west, and foreign land. that the Spirit of God move in India over my brother and my sister, oh God, that's doing a good work in India. Oh, God, I thank you tonight that you go in a place, God, and bring healing in every area of their lives that need healing. I thank you for moving in the UK, God, that the spirit of sickness and disease will stop the enemy in Jesus' name, and that my brother will be healed from all diseases. I thank you for going to Europe right now, Father, and my friend, Pastor John, is there, that the Spirit of God anoint his vocal cord, because his wife said that he was having problems because he's preaching so hard, that the Spirit of God would cause the bum of Gilead to go to his vocal cord as he's there in Europe, God, and that the Spirit of God will anoint him and keep him safe. And God, I do praise you tonight, and I thank you tonight, God, for breakthroughs. I thank you for doors to open. I thank you for revealing yourself. I thank you for manifestation through this fast by faith in Jesus' name. We'll be on tomorrow. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor
Amen.
Smith. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
God bless you. And thank you for listening.
Amen.
Pastor
thank
Beatrice
you,
Smith and the Full Gospel
Praise
House
God.
Of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.